And now, the afternoon play.
Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, im Winter auch, wenn's friert und schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Can you take him back to base hospital? We're chock-a-block here.
No time. The forward trench got a direct hit.
Oh.
How many have you got?
Three.
Oh, what's happening? No.
Emergency station. You're all right,
easy.
Take him over.
Christopher and Columbus, dramatized by Barbara Clegg and Olwen Wymark, from the novel by Elizabeth von Arnim, with Jane Whittenshaw and Philippa Ritchie as the two Annas, and William Hope as Edward Twist.
Hi, Dolly.
All right,
keep your becker up.
There she is. There's one.
Where you go? Bye. Bye, Jack.
Anna Rose, we will be back, Anna Felicitas. We will be back.
Yes, I know.
We ought to have hired somebody.
What for?
To see us off.
Goodbye, Dolly. I must leave. Yeah.
Everybody seems so happy
except us.
We are not unhappy. What did we say on the train?
That we'd be optimistic and of steadfast good cheer.
All ashore, ladies and gentlemen, please.
I can't wait to get home.
Oh, me neither. The sooner this trip's over, the better. I'm dreading it.
Seasickness.
Submarines.
Submarines? This is an American vessel.
Let's hope they notice.
Mr. Twist! Mr. Twist! Mr. Edward Twist, sir?
What? Yes, that's right.
Could you just look this way, sir? Ah, thanks, that's perfect.
Wait a minute.
Little Bill Echo, sir. Just a few words for under the picture, all right? A Yankee tycoon fights alongside our boys in France.
Well, I wasn't fighting, I...
Is it true that you both are equipped on your own ambulance?
All ashore now, all ashore.
All right, I'm going. Please. Hey, will you be returning after you leave? What's your opinion of my man in the trenches?
We're moving, Mum, we're moving!
Oh, this is better than the tram, eh, Gilbert? The war will be over by Christmas. Uncle Arthur said so.
He said that last Christmas. I think I've caught a cold.
Hanky, Anna Felicitas. No, to wave with. Wave! Goodbye! Goodbye!
Where are they? Who are you waving to?
Nobody. But that man over there was looking almost sorry for us.
Where?
The one who was having his picture taken.
Sorry for us?
Yes.
How ridiculous.
Goodbye.
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 Twinkler Anna Rose, Twinkler Anna Felicitas. The steward showed me the passenger list.
Twinkler? German then? I thought English.
He said English. You spoke to them?
Oh, a few words. When they left their luggage.
I do not at all care for this sharing of cabins. They may be wild, coming to bed at all hours.
Nein, they are children, you will see. Long yellow pigtails, big blue eyes, woolen hats with baubles. Die sind aber sehr schäbige Koffer.
Oh, don't speak German. We are Americans now, Mrs. Anderson.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson. I forgot myself.
We will have the bottom two berths to get out quickly if there is a submarine attack.
Attack? But America is not in the war. Besides, would our Kaiser attack a ship with German ladies on board?
Not our Kaiser, Mrs. Anderson. We are USA citizens now, merged with our husbands.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Mrs. Wilson.
It is getting rather cold up here, don't you think?
Tuck the blanket round you. Here, I will do it. And pull your hat down over your ears.
We are the only ones sitting up here now. In fact, we are almost the only people on deck.
Good cheer, Anna F. We are on a voyage of discovery. I know. We are Christopher and Columbus.
Very well. I will be Christopher.
No, I will. I'm the eldest.
Only by 20 minutes.
Even one would be sufficient.
It is getting dark, too. I wonder when they put the lights on.
We will ask. Excuse me, stewardess. Could you tell me when they will be putting the lights on?
They won't.
What? Excuse me, we want some light.
It's a blackout.
What for?
Oh, really? Ask the captain.
One would hardly trouble the captain with that sort of question. She was trifling with us, Anna R.
I'm afraid so.
I'm hungry.
It does seem a long time since breakfast.
I feel just like Milton's sheep, the hungry ones in Lycidas, who look up and are not fed, but swollen with wind and the rank mist.
Very
they
well,
draw.
Anna Felicitas. We will go and find the dining room.
Are you all right, Anna F? What is it?
I think I'm dying. Could I have eaten something poisonous at dinner?
It's only seasickness. Now try and get some sleep.
Be quiet, please. It's the middle of the night. We are trying to get some rest.
I'm sorry, my sister is not well.
Not well, not well. Who is well? Oh, my God, how it rolls.
Oh.
Be brave, Columbus.
I will try, Christopher.
Last call for breakfast, ladies.
Breakfast. Go away, go away.
Have to hurry up or you won't get any food.
Oh, not that word. Have some compassion. It's in Sifi Lifetime, Baba.
I don't happen to speak German, lady.
Oh, Mrs. Anderson, please. You must excuse her. She's a little bit delirious.
Sorry to hear it. Goddamn Hans. You girls awake? Last chance for breakfast. Up you get.
We are bedded down, thank you very much.
Anna Rose, I think I'm going to be sick again.
Oh, be quiet, don't say it.
Well, okay, but you all have to be out of here and up on deck for lifeboat drill at noon.
Oh, no.
Now, captain's orders, every single passenger has to take part. The heck? They told me 12 noon. Come on, everybody. It must be a random drill. Out of those birds now. It's a 3, 4... Five.
What is that?
Holy smoke, it's the real thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, Anna Felicitas, come on, please. Please, you must.
I can't walk. I can't.
I'll carry her. Now, go on. Up the companionway. Ellie.
Come on. We're supposed to stay over here.
I can't see anything. Can anybody see anything?
Oh, there's Edward Twist. Mr. Twist, do you think it's really an attack?
Let's hope not.
Are we allowed to smoke?
Over here. We'll just lean her up in this corner.
All right.
Now, just stay there now, okay?
Oh, Anna F., do open your eyes.
He made me take off my fur coat. Absolutely. He forced me.
Didn't you hear him tell you it would only drag you down in the water?
Oh, God, people, don't say such a thing.
Steward, why has that officer gotten into lifeboat?
Just checking provisions, madam.
Oh, dear God.
Why are we zigzagging like this? It's making me feel sick.
Base of action, ma'am. Listen, stay right back there, please.
Oh, my God, they fired one.
What?
Oh.
Oh.
Shut up, buggers. That was close. Did you see where it came from, Twist?
Over there, I saw the track.
They're insane, firing torpedoes and neutrals.
President Wilson's going to have something to say about this.
Those kids over there.
What? Who?
Nobody's with those children.
You, Anna F., haven't I always? Oh, lieber God, help us. What's the use of being born just to get drowned?
Randy?
Oh, thank you. I do not drink.
No, for your companion, I mean.
She, too, is a total abstainer.
Look! I can see something!
Oh, yeah.
There!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Here, put my coat around her. Who are you with?
We're with each other.
Where's your mother?
Our mother.
Anna Felicitas.
That's better. No use in catching your death.
Catching it seems unnecessary when it is positively imminent.
Not anymore. That's the all clear. The attack's over.
Oh.
It is so beautiful to be alive. More tea?
Oh, just a little drop, thank you.
Have another cake. And take your coat off, Mrs. Anderson. You will melt.
Thank you, no, Mrs. Wilson. From now on, I wear my fur coat and all my jewels all the time. All asleep, awake, day and night.
So morbid. The captain has told us we are out of dangerous waters now. We are not drowned. Our seasickness is cured from the shock of the attack. Why do you grumble on and on? Everything is cheerful and happy.
It is like heaven. Everybody smiling and kind and talking to each other.
I've often noticed that a little bit of old-fashioned fear does draw people together.
It purifies, you see, like catharsis.
How's that?
Catharsis, the purging by pity and terror.
Aristotle.
Aristotle, huh? Stuart, can we have some more hot water, please?
Coming right up, sir.
By Jiminy, you kids have certainly done some reading for your age.
We're not kids.
Oh, sorry, I apologize. Of course you're not.
I think you may be taking us for younger than we are, Mr. Twist.
Well, now I thought 14?
Oh, that's...
Well, 15?
15? Really? Anyone with even the most minimal perception...
Now, Anna F., I expect Mr. Twist was led astray by our plats. It is really too difficult to put your hair up properly in a cabin that's pitching about all the time.
I see,
We are 18.
18?
Well, practically.
Next birthday.
Well, I'll be 18. So I guess it's not so surprising you're traveling alone, without your parents, I mean.
Anna F., our parents... Our father died when we were 15, as a matter of fact, before the war. I mean, he was not the enemy.
Oh, no, never.
Wasn't the what? I don't get it.
Our name is Twinkler.
Uh-huh.
Does that not convey anything to you?
Well, it sounds cheerful.
It isn't only Twinkler. It's von Twinkler.
German, I guess.
It is, yes, because that is what we are, German. At least, we would be if it did not happen that we were not.
I don't quite follow.
We used to have a German father.
Because our mother married him.
But he died 2 years ago.
And our mother was English.
So we don't really know what we are.
Until the war, we never even thought about it.
We did not mind a bit about being German.
Or not.
And we're glad our mother married our father.
Partly because if she had not, we wouldn't be here.
And if we were, we might be two different people.
But the thing is, one hardly sees one's father. He's always busy.
His intentions are good, but his attention seems to wander. Whereas one's mother...
Oh, yes, one's mother.
Anna Felicitas, stop it in instant. I will not have you being... I will not have...
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
No, we hardly know you. She died too, you see.
Oh.
8 months ago. I'm sorry, we are so sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's okay, now don't worry. You just keep crying until you feel better, both of you.
Oh, you were right about a good brisk walk.
Clears the head, gives you a new outlook.
All our outlooks are new now, really.
Well, in a way, that's quite exciting when you think about it.
Yes, of course, that is true. Is it not, Anna F.?
Of course.
So, now you're off to live with these friends of your uncle in Boston.
Oh, no. Stay, just for a while.
Then on to California to Uncle Arthur's other friends.
Mr. and Mrs. Delog. So we are well taken care of, you see.
And we have quite a lot of money. £200.
In a bank draft for safekeeping.
Right.
So we are far from destitute.
Absolutely.
And you need not feel at all sorry for us.
No, wouldn't dream of it. One more time around the deck and then dinner. What do you say?
Yeah. 3 days it has taken me to find out they are not twinklers at all, but von twinklers.
So, aristocrats.
Junkers, Mrs. Anderson. Excuse me if I could just get to the mirror.
Not so surprising, then, that they hardly deign to speak to us at all.
No social graces, I thought. And perhaps shy.
Shy? Oh, please, Mrs. Anderson. They are just arrogant and high and mighty, like all Junkers.
Well, it is true the only person they talk to is that American man from the first class.
Hi there, Mr. Twist.
Hello. Hello. Wonderful day.
Oh, too glowy for me. Practically knocks you over.
Good for you, though. Ozone.
Aren't you all having a drink before lunch?
Well, not right now. Bye.
Heading for second class, you're back.
Second class and the Bobbsey twins. Honestly, they're inseparable.
You don't think it's a little bit odd?
A man his age and such young girls.
For pity's sake, Margaret, you've got a mind like a sewer. Edward Twist, the teapot magnate.
Teapot? Oh. You're kidding.
I certainly am not. Twist's non-trickler teapot.
He's not that Twist.
He sure is. Invented it when he was still in college. Made him a fortune.
I'll bet. He must be rolling.
Come to think of it, maybe that's why the Bobbsey twins...
What do you mean?
I guess they're sort of protection against all the gold diggers in the first class.
Lois.
Doesn't like you.
That is not quite fair, Anna R. It is not that he doesn't like us. He just... is not able to bear us.
Yes, Uncle Arthur is very patriotic.
So?
Very hard on him, having even half Germans staying in his own home, you see.
He was sure the neighbors were talking about
us. And that it upset the servants to have to wait on us.
He thought the police were probably watching the house.
He said all that to you, your own uncle?
Not to us, about us, to Aunt Alice.
He did not think we could hear.
But Uncle Arthur has rather a loud voice.
And he's not so much our own uncle, you see, as married to our mother's sister.
He often said we were not, after all, his own flesh and blood.
And then Aunt Alice would cry.
I'd like to meet this Uncle Arthur.
Say it again. The name of the village you live in?
Higginham, Connecticut.
Higginham, Connecticut.
That's it.
What a lovely sound.
Lived there all my life. Well, except when I was at Harvard.
And after that, you went to live in New York?
No, not to live. Just stayed there two nights a week when I went into the office. Couldn't leave Mother by herself.
But does not your sister Edith live with
you? Oh, yes, but Mother likes to have a man around the house. My father's death was a terrible loss to her.
Oh, yes. When was that?
Well, about 28 years ago. It's been tremendously hard on her, my joining the ambulance corps, but she's been very brave about it.
We did try to get jobs, living away so as not to be a perpetual reminder to Uncle Arthur.
We were junior nurses at a children's hospital for a bit.
But when the staff discovered our antecedents, they rather took against us.
Besides, we weren't very efficient. Well, Anna Rose was.
It was not at all the right sort of job for Anna Felicitas. She is rather a dreamy person.
Lazy, Father used to say.
Well, yes, you are. A bit. Anyway, then we put an advertisement into the Times.
It said, energetic sisters of belligerent ancestry, but unimpeachable sympathies. Wish any sort of work consistent with respectability.
Very good.
But nobody answered it.
Real danger. I was only an ambulance driver.
I don't think only is the right word. You were at the front.
How happy your mother will be to have you home again.
Unscathed, as it were.
Farewell the plumy troop and the big war.
Othello?
Yes.
You Annas are sure improving my Shakespeare. But it's not farewell, actually, because I'll be going back after my leave. No matter what she... Mother would certainly be the last person in the world. Oh, say, I was going to see the purser about cashing that bank draft of yours before we dock. Only two more days, Annis. It won't be a jiffy.
You don't think Mr. Twist sounds rather despondent talking about his mother? Just slightly.
Well, it might be that she loves him a little more than he can bear. Although that seems a very good fault in a mother.
Yes. Yes.
Don't, Columbus.
No. And it may be due to the fact that Mr. Twist is particularly
lovable.
Yes.
if not particularly good-looking.
He is very handsome indeed, except for his face, which is pleasant. And
his nose is too big for the size of his chin.
Yes, but he has very long legs, and he's very kind.
Yes.
Well, we made it, thank God.
Oh, doesn't New York look wonderful?
Oh, over there, skyscraper.
Oh, does it not seem strange, Mrs. Anderson, the first sight of our new fatherland?
Motherland, Mrs. Anderson. Oh. America is a she.
Mr. Twist, here we are.
My, I would hardly have recognized you. Smart black suits, high-heeled shoes, très élégant.
I think it's our hats. They are rather splendid, are they not?
They're wonderful.
What is wonderful is that Aunt Alice should ever have squeezed them out of Uncle Arthur.
Come on, Mum, you'll miss the Statue of Liberty.
Give me you're tired, you're poor. Something and something, and how does it go? Oh, yes, send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
That is beautiful.
Yes. And we are the homeless.
Not for long, Anna F. Not for long.
Welcome home, Dad! Hey, wonderful to see you!
The trouble is, we do not know what Mr. and Mrs. Klustensack look like.
Nor they are.
Don't worry, they're bound to find you. How many people are here meeting a pair of elegant twins?
Come.
Take your grips.
Oh, what?
These here.
Oh, our cases.
Grips.
Is that what you call them in America?
Well, I don't call them. It's what they are.
Right. That's your room fixed.
Is this... I mean, are you... This is not goodbye, is it?
No. I've got a room on the second floor. You're on the top floor, I'm afraid.
Follow me, ladies.
Wait a minute. Will you two Annas kindly tell me what you propose to do next?
Tomorrow we proceed to Boston
to track the Klustensacks to their lair.
But this evening we shall look at the sights.
Agreed. In that case, I hope you'll allow me to show you around, take you out to dinner.
We should love it, provided that we are quite clear that payment is mutual.
That she means.
Thank you. I know what she means. Certainly not. You're my guest.
Oh, we really could not let...
Now, look here, young lady, in this country, everything for females has to be paid for by some man.
Really?
But Mr. Twist...
And I am that man.
I can't...
No, not another word. I missed my train to Connecticut on your account and was happy to do so. And tomorrow I will be escorting you to Boston. Naturally.
They've gone, Mr. Twist. Caught the 8 a.m. for Boston.
But I've just ordered their breakfast.
They left you a letter, sir. That's all
right. Joe, can I have a little bit, please? Dear Mr. Twist.
Our fixed determination to carve out our own destinies and to trespass no longer on your kindness. We feel we must not be the cause of your squandering your substance on railway tickets and meals for persons who have no sort of claim on you, save the general claims of humanity, which you so amply discharged aboard the SS St. Luke.
Ridiculous child.
We will write to you, letting you know of our safe arrival with Mr. and Mrs. Klustensack, and we will never, never forget you as long as we live.
Damn!
Everything all right, sir?
No, it isn't.
Going up?
Mr. and Mrs. Klustensack's apartment, please. They are expecting us.
They ain't.
I beg your pardon.
Do you mean they do not live here?
Well, they did, till yesterday. One still does, but the other one skedaddled.
Gone to meet us, Anna F. You see, they did try.
Skedaddled?
Is it Mr. or Mrs. Klustensack who is here?
Mr.
Good. We will go up.
You will?
Mr. Sack will be delighted to see us.
Skedaddled?
He will. Oh, I get it. You, the correspondents.
A relation corresponded on our behalf.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yes, who is it? What?
Young ladies to see you, Mr. Sack.
It's us, Mr. Sack.
The Twinklers.
We have come.
Twinklers? Twinklers?
Uncle Arthur's letters.
Letters? Letters?
Yes, first the letters, and now us.
Oh, come in, come in. That'll be all.
All right.
Come in, young ladies.
What about our luggage?
Luggage? Luggage? Now, who did you say you were?
Uncle Arthur's nieces. The ones he asked you to be kind to.
Oh, I will, I will. Aren't you a pretty girl?
Mr. Sack, when will your wife be returning?
Never, she said. She's left me. Oh, my God, I still can't take it in.
Did she not like you? Anna Felicitas. Yes. Were you unkind to her?
I worshipped her. I do worship her. But I was fond of other people, too. After all, the world is full of charming and delightful. Oh, you are a pretty girl.
Excuse us for a moment.
Certainly.
Aunt Alice told us we must never stay with people whose wives were not on the premises.
But if we cannot stay here, where can we stay?
I do not know, Anna F. I do not know.
A little more champagne, Mother?
Oh, no, Edward, dear. Well, as we're celebrating your homecoming, just a drop.
Edith?
Oh, Edith has nearly a full glass.
What was it like over there, Edward? Did you meet other Americans? Was
now
it very...
Don't pester your brother, Edith. He wants to forget all that. Mm. By the way, Edward, you haven't told us what kept you in New York last night.
Oh, yes, it's quite a long story. You remember the submarine attack I told you about?
Please. It gives me my palpitations even to think about it. Of course, we knew it must be something extremely urgent to keep you from coming home last night.
Well, yes, it was.
I said to Edith, the reason he's left that very short message with the maid instead of speaking to me personally is because of some crisis at the office.
As a matter of fact, I was...
Of course. You wouldn't disappoint me so terribly without a really important reason.
Of course not, Mother.
I knew it.
Excuse me, Miss Edith, but there's some people arrived and I may...
People? All right, Betsy.
At supper time? How very discourteous. Ask them to call back later, Betsy.
I said that, ma'am. They didn't seem to... I mean, I couldn't... They're in the parlor, Miss Edith.
I do hope they have not eaten up all the supper.
Really, Anna F., of course Mr. Twist will see that we...
Here's Miss Edith.
Oh, we are so glad to meet you.
I am Anna Rose, and this is Anna Felicitas. I am the eldest, as you have probably heard. We have come to see Mr. Twist.
He's our friend.
Our best friend. Is he here? Where is he?
You see, Miss Edith, there was nothing I could do.
Go and find him. Is this the way?
Oh, you. Wait. I think we should...
What in heaven's name is all that noise out there?
I'll go, Mother.
You really must not worry, Miss Twist.
He'll be pleased to see us, I promise.
Betsy, could you ask Edward to come out?
Oh, my goodness.
There you are.
We have come.
We could not stay with the Sacks after all.
Because there was only one of them.
And the wrong one for our purposes.
Who is it, Edward?
So we simply went back to the station and caught another train.
Well, two, really. One big and one small.
You would have been quite astonished at our efficiency.
But we are frightfully hungry.
Edward, Edith, Betsy. Who is out there?
Is that your mother?
Shall we go in so that you can introduce us?
Of course. This way.
Well, Edward, maybe...
Yeah, it's all right, Edith. Mother, I'd like you to meet two very...
Mrs. Twist, how do you do?
It is lovely to meet you at last.
Miss Edith, kissing your mother's hand.
Excuse me, but I
it
don't
have
think
It would been terrible if you had run away too.
Like Mrs. Sack, she means.
Aunt Alice always said if there was not a wife in the house, then there must be a mother or a sister.
And is it not lucky that here there is both?
I'm afraid I didn't catch your name.
Twinkler.
Well, Von Twinkler, to be absolutely precise. But that was merely an accident of birth.
Von Twinkler?
Yes, I am Anna Rose, and Mr. Twist... Is it possible that you have not yet told your mother about us?
And we almost, as it were, red hot from being with you.
Red hot?
You mean you did not even mention us when you telephoned from the hotel last night?
Hotel?
Now, Mother, if you'll just wait a second,
I would like to speak to you in private. If you ladies will excuse us.
With a
upset her.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Of course not.
Don't you worry. It's just the surprise. She's going to be pleased as punch when she... I'll just go and... Edith, will you see Deanna's get some supper?
Well, sit down. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
What would you like? Chicken? Oyster patties? Salmon mousse salad?
Yes, please, to all four.
If that does not seem too rude and greedy.
Of course not. Betsy, go and heat up some soup. Now, how about one of these artichokes?
Half German, Mother, and little more than children.
Children?
Oh, exactly. Orphans, in fact. And now stranded here in New England, where opinion is so hostile to Germans just now...
It certainly is.
I knew you'd understand, Mother. If you take them under your wing...
Edward, you wish you want them to live here with me?
Well, I know you'll get to love them. They're really adorable creatures, full of affection and light.
Edward.
Yes, Mother?
How could you?
How could I?
Your own home. Your mother. Your sister. Creatures, yes, indeed. How dare you do such a thing?
Mother, what are you talking...
Flaunting themselves, leading you into vice and depravity.
Mother!
My only son, my boy. Oh, that I should live to see such a day.
But this is insane. Mother, these girls are complete innocents. They're absolute babes.
I am not a fool, Edward. These girls are not girls. They are women. Loose women.
Have another meringue on F.
I have eaten too many already. It is rather like having committed a murder and be obliged to go on looking at the body.
Yes, I wish I had not committed meringues, or not such a lot of them.
I wonder why Miss Twist keeps going out.
And coming in again.
And what has happened to Mr. Twist and his mother?
They have been gone a long time. You don't think...
All finished?
Yes, thank you.
Delicious.
Now, what about a nice hot bath and then bed?
So early?
Well, you must be exhausted.
Oh.
Well, just up the stairs. Well, I'll put you right at the top.
I can hear Mr. Twist.
Well, yes, he's in the library with Mother. This way.
Shall we go in and say goodnight?
Oh, better not just now. They're busy.
They do sound very busy.
We'll say no more about it, Edward. That is my last word.
You can't mean it. Turn them away. Confound it, Mother. I always thought you were the most kind-hearted...
Did I hear you say, confound it, Edward?
Well, damn it, then!
This is the effect they have had on you already.
They're children. Why won't you believe me?
My belief in you is shattered. And I thought I knew you. You are a stranger to me, Edward. They go tomorrow.
Then I shall go with them.
If you do... You leave this house forever.
Oh, really, Mother? This is ridiculous. Once I get them settled in California...
Please, I don't want to hear it. Remember, Edward, if you do this, I may never see you again.
You're right. You may not. I'm going back to France. At least in the middle of death, there's more to life than this.
You are killing me, Edward.
Then the sooner I leave, the better.
God will judge you.
I hope he will.
And more. Far more. Higginum will judge you.
Well, Higginum can do what it likes.
But he has hardly spoken for nearly 2 days. I mean, he's polite, but... taciturn.
He's naturally preoccupied.
Yes,
but... Anna Rose, we agreed he must have had a falling out with his mother.
About us?
Us? Why? No, it'll be some private family thing.
Well, I wish he would be himself with us again.
Yes, the scenery is getting a little monotonous.
The porter says they call this the breadbasket of the world. The desert comes next. Such a large country.
No, we won't be able to see the Great Salt Lake from the train, I'm afraid.
Oh, pity.
Yes.
We were saying, it does not seem possible that it is only a week since we arrived in America.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Funny.
Only a week. And look at the effect you've had.
Have we?
Oh, you bet you have. Bless your hearts.
Welcome back. We have missed you.
Fields and fields of orange trees.
Groves?
Oh, what are those wonderful trees?
Eucalyptus.
And at night, it is wonderful.
Our black does seem most unsuitable for all this sunshine.
Sunshine, California. It is like paradise.
Right. We change here for the coastline train to Santa Ynez.
Oh. Coastline? By the sea?
Oh, don't forget your hat on her.
Pardon me, ladies. Would you be wanting the Delog's residence?
Yes. How did you know?
Mrs. Delog fixed for me to meet the train.
Oh, how kind. What a contrast to the Clouston sack.
Come from L.A.?
New York, actually.
And England before that.
Well, I call that a real compliment coming from that far away.
But we wanted to come.
Sure you did. You'll miss him.
Oh.
Mr. Delog. The whole of Santa Ynez is going to miss him.
Miss him? You do not mean...
Surely he is not...
Tragic. And him not even retired yet.
I think I've got all the bags.
You for the funeral too, sir.
Would you say he was their uncle, Albert? Albert, wake up.
Mm, what?
The new arrivals. Down there under the blue beach umbrella, do you think they're related?
New who?
Mr. Twist and the two little blonde girls. They checked in yesterday. Waiter.
Yes, Mrs. Redding?
Get me another cushion, will you?
Right away, ma'am.
Or maybe cousin. Do you think... Cousin Albert?
Uncle Cousin, he's got good taste.
What was that?
I said Uncle dear.
Lovely sun.
And lovely sea. And lovely breakfast. Grapefruit. It seems a curious name for it, does it not? Mm.
Did you sleep well, Mr. Twist?
No, I didn't. Now... Mr. Delog's death has, of course, completely changed everything.
Yes, it is a setback, though more of a one for Mrs. Delog than for us.
Much more.
If I could just
Uncle
suggest...
Uncle Arthur's friends do rather melt away at one's very approach.
Think how cross he would be.
Aren't you two at all worried about the future?
No,
we were yesterday.
But we aren't now.
We have thought of a plan.
Oh. Well, so have I. And frankly, I think this is the only solution. School.
Ah. That is just what we thought.
Amazing!
Well, our minds do often seem to be in harmony.
There are probably lots of suitable ones about.
Bound to be, and I'll be happy to pay for you both.
Pay?
Well, lend, of course.
The school will pay.
Pay? Well, I don't know about Europe, but over here it's the pupils who pay.
What would you dream of entering a school in any capacity except that of teach?
Professors.
German language and literature.
Goethe, Heine.
English poetry.
And possibly grammar. You are always congratulating us on our vocabulary.
Prose, too. Jane Austen, Dickens, Hardy.
Stop. Collins. It's no use running on like that. You're simply not old enough.
I think you're wrong about them being related, Albert. There seems to be quite a heated argument going on.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't see nieces behaving like that. Albert, there is no need to stare.
I take it back. I take it back. You don't look a bit like cherubs.
Quite.
I tell you what. Let's forget about plans for the rest of today. I'll see if the hotel can get me a car and we'll go for a drive in the hills.
Oh. It is all so lovely, and not one cloud in the sky.
What about governesses, like Jane Eyre?
Would anybody want two at once? You wouldn't want to be separated.
No.
Of course not. Shop assistants?
No.
There must be some way for us to earn our living.
I know. We could be chambermaids at the hotel.
No.
Orange pickers?
Certainly not.
Oh, dear, we are not making much progress.
Do you think we could stop somewhere for tea?
Good idea. Keep your eyes peeled for a cafe.
Cosmopolitan Hotel, room 301, connecting you now.
Any mail for me?
Oh, nothing today, Missy.
Oh.
Arthur would have had apoplexy.
What? No tea? 5 different cafes and no tea? Good God.
It's just not a California custom.
We must go and change. Anyway, the lemonade was lovely. Mm.
I'll see you at supper.
Oh, excuse me. Is it Mr. Edward Twist of Twist Teapot?
Yes, it is.
I just thought I'd introduce myself. A very dear friend of mine lives near your family in Connecticut. I'm Emmeline Heap.
Glad to know you, Miss Heap.
Oh, we're mostly old residents here at the Cosmopolitan, but we certainly wouldn't want you to feel excluded. You and your charming young... English, are they? Oh, such delightful young people.
Yes, aren't they? Can I leave these keys here, please?
Certainly can.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Miss Heap.
Oh.
But why before breakfast?
Because this is more important. I have got an idea. I got it watching the sun come up.
Well, are you going to tell us?
It is not just an idea. It is the idea. We will open a tea room.
Oh, Anna, Felicitas.
A tea room?
We'll rent one of those little houses in the hill.
And furnish it like an English cottage.
Well, what makes you think you
Chintz
can just...
curtains, rag rugs, horse brasses.
Lavender in the garden, a thatched roof.
Well, this is utterly impractical.
We'll be the waitresses ourselves.
And all the rich people from around here will come.
Because it'll be fashionable to drive out of town for tea.
And we will charge very high prices.
Oh, yes, exorbitant prices.
Because that would prove it's fashionable.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes?
You know something. I think you've got it.
Of course. We could call it the Christopher and Columbus.
Or what about the cup and saucer?
No. It is called the Open Arms.
I hear he's looking for a house, Mrs. Redding. Up in the foothills, the clerk told me.
Sakes alive. Did you hear that, Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Well... Who is going to live in it?
Oh, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Have you noticed? Those two girls have a very peculiar accent.
Well, how you ever get a chance to hear them talk, I don't know.
Yes, he never lets them out of his sight. A house. Mmm. And right out away from town.
Of course, we mustn't jump to any conclusions.
Goodness, no. Albert, don't have the broccoli. You know it gives you gas.
It is beautiful.
It is perfect.
It needs a lot done to it. It's pretty tumble down.
Oh, we can clean it up.
And paint it.
Rewiring,
and...
new floors. Windows will have to be replaced. New roof.
New roof? But could we afford it?
Will it cost more than £200?
And we have still got to pay our hotel bill, Anna F.
Oh, dear. I forgot that. Oh, Anna Rose.
Right. Here's the scheme. This will be a profit share venture. Your £200 plus an initial investment from me to cover any expenses over that.
No. No, we couldn't possibly.
Which I will certainly recoup by the time you've been open a month.
You will?
Absolutely no doubt about it.
Ah, come in, Mr. Twist. Come on in.
Good morning, Mr. Goldman.
Good morning. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Everything going all right with the new property?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Good. Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate you on your taste. And not only in houses.
My taste.
I was up at the Cosmopolitan for a conference Monday. Somebody pointed out your business partners to me. Cute little things.
Hardly a question of taste. More of necessity. Ah. The Miss Twinklers are orphans.
Is that so? Shame.
I was asked by relatives, their uncle in England, actually, to look after them.
Uh-huh.
It's my feeling that it might simplify matters if I became their legal guardian here in America. Could you arrange that for me?
I don't see why not. Let's start with a few details. Twins, you told me. Date of birth.
I'll have to check on that.
Place of birth?
Well, offhand, I'm
parents'
not quite...
full names?
I...
Yeah, well. I think I got the picture, Mr. Twist. Am I right you're in a hurry to get this guardianship fixed up, and you don't want anybody to know just how recently fixed up it is?
I didn't say that.
You can count on me, of course. Complete and total confidentiality. But the press can be pretty quick off the mark in this town.
The press? Now, wait a minute.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll come up to the hotel this evening. We can get all these facts and figures straightened out. And I can get acquainted with your young friends at the same time.
No, not tonight. We've got another engagement. I'll have to think it over.
Oh, whatever you say, Mr. Twist.
The open arms.
What's that, dear?
That billboard back there. White letters on a blue background. The open arms. Some kind of ad.
What for?
Oh, how should I know, Albert? Sounds kind of religious. Oh, wait a minute. There's another one. Slow down, driver. The open arms will open wide in 14 days. What's these signs?
Has Mr. Twist come back yet, do you know?
Not yet, miss.
Oh, I must sit down for a bit. These parcels are so heavy.
We did promise Mr. Twist that we would always stay in our rooms whenever we're on our own.
How could he think we would give it away?
What?
About the open arms.
Shh, you're doing it now.
There's no one here. Anyway, he could not mind our just resting in the hall for a minute.
No. I hope he likes this curtain material.
Nobody could not like it.
Well, hello. Uncle gone out by himself today.
I beg your pardon?
We haven't got an uncle nearer than England. And we only got him by accident. He married our aunt.
That's so. Mind if I join you? So, Teapot Twist isn't your uncle, huh?
Teapot Twist?
Just the nickname. He's pretty well known. A boon to the breakfast table.
Yes, he is very pleasant at breakfast.
Pleasant at all hours of the day or night.
At all hours of the...
Well, if Mr. Ridding can talk to you, I guess I can too. I am just crazy to hear all about you two cute little things. Fresh from Europe, aren't you? Thinking of making a long stay?
Oh, the rest of our lives.
Well, isn't that just lovely? Parents coming out west soon, too.
They've been prevented.
Well, let's hope not for too long. And your uncle's looking after you
until...
He's
not the uncle.
No, he's not related to us at all.
Not at all? Well, well. Old friend of your parents, is he?
Oh, no, they did not know him.
We have only known him ourselves for 6 weeks.
And 4 days.
We would have met him before if we could.
Oh, yes. It has been a great retrospective loss to our lives, meeting him so late in them.
Well, now, I don't think you can say that at your age.
You must not run away with the idea that we are younger than we really are.
Where did you meet Mr. Twist, if I may ask?
On the steamer coming over.
What? A steamship acquaintance? Oh, you mean to say you two girls crossed the Atlantic all alone?
Well, we had Mr. Twist, you see. Once we had got him.
Once you had got...
All I can say is I wish I'd been on that boat.
Good morning. Any mail for me?
Two for you, Mr. Twist.
Thank you. Good morning, Miss Heath.
Is it?
Is... something wrong?
Only you would know that, Mr. Twist.
I don't think I understand.
I was having a word with your, well, shall I say, little friends yesterday. Most interesting. Good day, Mr. Twist.
We didn't say anything to her. It was just polite small talk. And then Mrs. Ridding came over too, and we told her quite a bit about Uncle Arthur.
Uncle Arthur?
Well, she kept saying she could not get Mr. Ridding to remember things.
Things like how they were not getting any younger.
And how they had to be careful at their age.
So we told her about the notes Aunt Alice used to leave for Uncle Arthur.
Notes?
Take your pills. Don't forget your abdominal belt.
Wind the clock. And how one day we left him one saying, kiss your wife.
Which was a thing he consistently did not remember to do.
But he was not amused.
Neither was Miss Heap.
But we did not say a word about the open arm.
And why are we moving out here before it's even finished?
Well, because it's more efficient for us all to be on the spot. Now, I'm going into town to pick up the cook and... The cook, that is.
Is she really Chinese?
With a name like Li Ku, she's not likely to be Russian.
Oh, good, he's back.
But who is that in the car? I hope he has not brought another cook.
I've got a surprise for you.
We've got one for you, too. The cook has come on a bicycle.
And she is a he.
And we engaged him without even asking for references.
Because he makes cakes that are ambrosial. He brought some in a paper bag.
He's brought a tent, too. He's put it up by the stream.
He says he always lives in a tent.
So if you've engaged another cook, it's a bit...
Mrs. Bilton isn't a cook. She's a companion.
Well, here I am. So these are the dear girls. Oh, if they aren't the loveliest things.
Mrs. Bilton, may I present Anna Felicitas?
How do you do?
And Anna Rose.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Now, I know what you're thinking. I can tell by your faces. You're thinking Mr. Edward Twist's advertisement, sad, middle-aged. How can a white-haired old lady be middle-aged? Girls, I am... I'm 44 years old. My hair turned white when Mr. Bilton passed over. No hair could have stood up to the shock. 22 years older than me, but what an active man. Now, I'm active myself, but I'm also a very quiet person. I love reading and I love thinking. Great books give birth to great thoughts, don't you agree? Oh, I know you do. I can tell by your faces. And what else do I know? I know that we three are going to get along like bugs in a rug.
Another iced coffee for me. You too, Miss Heap.
Oh, thank you.
No, I wouldn't, Albert. Just the two, waiter.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what I say is that a millionaire owes it to society to give a good example.
How true that is, Mrs. Ridley.
I said to Albert, I am shocked and saddened by this. Nobody could call me a prude. But, Albert, are you forgetting that you have had one piece of chocolate cake already?
I've heard they're all living in tents out there. The workmen roaming around free and easy as you please. And there's a Chinese guitar player.
Is that so? And somebody told me those girls are Hungarian.
Oh?
What a good American businessman wants with all those foreigners.
Foreigners.
What, Albert?
I said if you want to worry about foreigners...
Oh, here we go again. Albert has this bee in his bonnet that the whole of Southern California is crawling with German spies.
Well, there is a big German community around here.
All organized from Berlin, believe you me.
Gracious. My own dressmaker is a Miss Langwurst. Oh, but she was born here. I believe her parents were, too.
Makes no never mind. They're all Huns at heart.
Albert, you may be right, you may be wrong, but it won't do one iota of good going on and on about it. You leave all that to the forces of law and order. They know what they're doing. Now, Miss Heath, Didn't you mention that you had a friend lives near Mr. Edward Twist's family in Connecticut?
Ruthie McKay. We went to school together.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I owe her a letter.
It is sharing a room with her that is the worst.
When she is not talking, she's reading to us.
How would you like Oliver Wendell Holmes when you are getting dressed in the morning?
Well, your own rooms will be finished soon.
We may lose our sanity before that.
Not that it was not very thoughtful of you, Mr. Twist, but we do not really need a companion.
After all, if we are old enough to get married...
Married? What, you?
Legally, she means. And we are old enough to take care of ourselves.
All fixed, girls! Ladies, morning, Mr. Twist. Let me know if it's not what you wanted.
Thank you very much, George.
And why was the plumber up in your room?
He was fixing a hook behind the door for
us. Well, I don't think you should use their first names. You don't want them to get...
Get what?
Well, the idea they can just... Mrs. Bilton.
Oh,
Oh, I thought I'd lost my girls again. You wouldn't believe it, Mr. Twist. Now you see them, now you don't. Still, my mother used to say the self-same thing about me. Mary Kay, she would say, you are just like a will-o'-the-wisp. Of course, I put on a little weight since those days. Mr. Bilton always liked to keep a good table. Oh, there, now I knew there was something I had to do. Tell Leeku what we want for dinner. A chicken pie, wasn't that what we said?
Yes.
Yes, it was. And a fresh fruit salad. I'll be right back. You, Leeku.
A very nice, kind woman.
Very. We do not say she isn't, but now we understand how Uncle Arthur felt about us.
Joanna's in there. Wild lupin.
Oh.
Like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Jim.
hi, boss. Well, better get back on the ride.
Can you tell me why the electrician is bringing the flowers?
We asked him to.
He told us they were growing all over the hills.
Just like a mixture of sweet peas and honeysuckle. Smell, Mr. Twist.
No, thank you. Well, it's no wonder to me that the work is
Mr.
taking
Twist,
so...
Mr. Twist, what we wanted to say to you was... As you engaged Mrs. Bilton, could you unengage her, please?
No, I could not. Mrs. Bilton stays.
A very acceptable sermon, Reverend Hayden.
Thank you, Mrs. Twist. You're looking well.
I am never well, Reverend Hayden, but I don't complain.
Mother, you remember Miss McKay? We met at the carol service last Christmas. Guess what? She's had a letter from a new friend of Edward's.
Such a charming man. Very popular with everyone at the hotel.
Dear Edward, more coffee, Miss McKay.
Oh, thank you. Delicious.
What else does she say?
Oh, let's see. She mentions his two wards, of course.
His two?
Now, Mother.
Oh, yes, here it is. Such unusual young women. So pretty and vivacious. Mr. Twist is a tiny bit mysterious about them, but we're all assuming they're some kind of family connection.
What? Those girls are claiming they're related to us? Those Germans?
Germans?
Read out the last bit again, Anna F.
So, please would you regard the engagement as terminated? It truly is nothing personal. We just feel we are unsuitable. We are very sorry, but quite inflexible. Yours affectionately, etc.
Yes, that is good. Where shall we put it?
We will just hand it to her after breakfast.
You did what? Both of you, come outside.
What it's been like.
Day and night, we were losing our power of speech.
Unlikely. What did she say when you told her?
She hasn't yet. We wrote it.
We are just off for a walk now, so we thought
you could speak to her and
she comes, oh dear.
Oh, don't go. I want to speak to you.
Now, Mrs. Bilton, I'm sure the Annas didn't...
Oh, let me say first that I'm very, very touched. You girls are just too modest, aren't they, Mr. Twist? Unsuitable? Why, you're two of the darlingest young people I ever met in my life, and I wouldn't dream of leaving you in the lurch.
You coming, Miss Heap? Albert's waiting in the car.
Oh, won't be a second. Oh, is that a letter for me?
Yes, Miss Heap.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
There's another one of those signs. The open arms. Next turn right.
So Mrs. Twist and her son quarreled over them. Mm-hmm. What else does she say?
Miss Edith tried to calm her mother down, but I could tell.
Oh, look, see, dear.
Yes, Albert. Tell what?
Turn right down there, driver.
That Mrs. Twist hardly knows them and doesn't like what she does know. Not only
well,
that...
Well, I'll be darned. Look, just look at it.
Quiet.
But this is the place teapot twist sport.
What?
It can't be.
Well, it is. The Old Duarte Farm. The Open Arms opens tomorrow at 4 p.m. sharp. Delicious refreshments. I bet there'll be a big crowd out there tomorrow. Let's come through.
No, Mr. Redding. We must boycott this place and see that everybody else does too.
How's that?
It is our patriotic duty to spread the word. I've got a friend on the local newspaper
spread
and
the word?
Listen to this. Their full name is Von Twinkler. They are Germans.
There. A quarter to four and it's all ready.
And it looks so pretty.
Just like you two, Annas.
A little kiss. For each of you. For luck.
I'd like to do that. And a rose?
We do not hold with kissing.
Except as an expression of esteem, Mrs. Bilton.
Well, I'd like to express my... Hey. Now, what's this? Tears?
Of happiness. Everything's so perfect.
Yes. Let the whole world come.
Yes.
Where are they? Not a single soul, and it's 4:30.
Was that a car?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, how nice.
Shall we come?
Oh,
marvelous.
A customer's come?
One plumber, one electrician, and two carpenters, and that's all.
Oh, I'll pour more water. Get out more cakes. Quick.
Liku, there's plenty here for just four.
Plenty of cars coming. Many more people.
You're right, Liku. Boil some more water and get some more cakes out.
Well, you never know. Allow me to present myself. My name is Wengelbecker, and this is my wife, who is a Miss Niedermeyer, and this is my daughter, Lieselot.
The girls don't have to shake hands with everybody.
Everybody's shaking hands
Please
with them.
Please meet you, Miss Von Twinkler.
Wiser not to use your title these days, maybe.
Tea or coffee?
By the great family, the Von Twinklers.
Or chocolate with whipped cream?
Splendid. Oh, there are the Diedrichs and Mrs. Kleinhardt and her sisters and the Schmidts.
Oh, my God.
What is it, Mr. Twist?
Mrs. Bilton, they're all German.
Oh, everybody all gone yet?
Everybody all still here.
Oh.
And it's 6:00.
I'll make more little cakes. Double quick.
No, I've had enough of this. Those girls will be worn out.
Three more fruit salads, certainly.
An idea of genius, Miss Von Twinkler, this cafe.
We Germans must stick together.
Any more fruit salads?
No, we've run out. Someone else? I do not believe it.
Where?
Coming up the path. Oh, go and shut the door, Anna F. Do not let him in.
I am sorry, we are closed.
Even for one cup of tea?
Oh, you're English.
So are you.
Well, practically. What are you doing here?
I'm on leave. I'm staying with American relations.
You've been wounded.
Oh, it's not bad.
But your stick, you ought to sit down here on this bench.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll bring you some tea or coffee or chocolate with whipped cream.
Give me that tray.
Why? Is something wrong? What have I done?
Too much, that's what. I won't allow them to run you off your feet. Mrs. Bilton and I are going to take over for a while. You and Anna F. go and sit down in the kitchen. Where is Anna F.?
Outside. She's been gone ages.
And that is everything that's happened to us up to this very minute. It is actually rather a sad story. Why are you smiling?
Why are you?
I don't know.
Anna Felicitas! Anna! What are you doing out here in the dark? Oh.
This is Mr. Twist that I was telling you about.
How do you do, sir? John Elliot, Royal Navy.
He is a lieutenant. His ship was sunk at the Battle of Jutland. He was hours in the water before he was rescued.
Really? Then he ought to be inside.
I was just taking his order, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Well, I'm sure you've taken it by now, so you can go and give it to Liku.
But I'm talking to
him. Yes, well, I'll talk to him now. Your sister wants you in the kitchen.
I shan't be long.
It's a goddamn scandal.
I don't want to hear bad language.
Be quiet, woman.
Albert.
3 U.S. merchant ships sunk by German subs. Look at it. Look at that headline.
Oh, you've seen the paper, then. Isn't it shocking?
It's an outrage. American ships flying American flags.
Oh, no, not that. This. Who are these arms open to? We name no names, but it seems possible that a very prominent American citizen may have been made the cat's paw of an espionage ring. A seemingly innocent place of refreshment has recently opened outside our town. Is it, in fact, a Bund? Could it be a German spy center? The Santa Ynez Clarion called for an investigation.
No, 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 I'm sorry, but nobody comes in.
But this is ridiculous, why not?
There, now you can see for yourselves.
What does it say? Shut?
Shut.
Shut? Why? Everybody, come back here.
More of them?
Yes, and a couple of reporters.
Mr. Twist, I am a patriotic woman, and I certainly do not hold with the Germans.
Mrs. Bilton?
Or what the German government is doing. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. But for anyone to think that those sweet little girls, those two little Annas, could ever possibly... Why, it's just the most unfair, uncalled for... Mr. Twist, I am speechless.
And Rose. Oh, there now. There, there. Here. My handkerchief. This is what I did on the St. Luke, remember? Don't cry. Please don't cry. Oh, I know you're disappointed, but it's going to be all right, I promise. We'll open again. One of these days. Now just isn't the right time. Believe me, it's just hysteria. You don't want to pay attention to newspapers. People get like that in the wartime. It doesn't mean
I'm
that...
I'm not crying because we're closing.
Well, then why?
It's Anna Felicitas. She...
Anna Felicitas?
Here, I am. Here we both are. We've been for a walk. John has something to say to you, Mr. Twist.
Excuse me, I've just...
What the... Well, where's she... What is going on?
I have fallen in love.
What? We've fallen in love.
Yes, John and I.
Excuse me, but isn't this a little unusual to call a man John today who you've never even heard of until yesterday?
I think it is wonderful.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think you're being very hasty and very foolish.
On the contrary, I think I have been rather clever... I am usually rather slow.
Oh, it's improper. Oh, no, sir, you see...
Aunt Alice always said the one man one could never be improper with was one's husband.
Husband?
I'm sorry if this all seems rather sudden, sir, but it is wartime. You see, I may have to return to the... I really can support her in the manner... Oh, darling, will you leave us alone for a few minutes?
No, John.
But I've got to talk business about marrying you and... How can I, with you standing there looking so enchanting?
I don't know.
Oh, go on, my angel. Go and cheer up your twin.
Anna Rose! That was why she was... Oh, my goodness.
Where are you going?
To find her, and you two will just have to sort things out between you.
Oh, I think we can manage that. Don't you?
Yes, John.
Anna Rose! Anna Rose!
Oh, keep still, Cat. I'm only stroking you.
There you are. Are you all right?
I'm thinking, that's all.
What about?
About cats. Oh, don't wriggle, Cat. Ow!
Did she scratch you?
No, it's just... She's gone now, too.
Anna Rose, look at me. Oh, your little face. Your eyes are swollen shut. Now look... You mustn't worry about Anna F.
Oh, but
I know you think you're responsible for her because you're the eldest, but when she's married...
Oh,
now, of course he's a stranger, but after all, so is everybody till you get to know them. So was I, and now I...
You don't see. I'm the only one that sees it.
Well, sees what?
I've lost her.
Of course you haven't. In fact...
Nobody's thought. She hasn't. She's too happy to think, but can't you see? She'll be English now, really English. English, and she'll go away to England with him. And I can't, because I'm still an enemy alien. I've lost my twin.
Anna Rose, I want to put my arm around you. If you'll let me do that. I'll tell you of a way out I've thought of. But I have to put my arm around you first. Well, that's better. It's quite simple, you see. I'll just put the other one around, too. Hmm? Now, all you've got to do... All you've got to do is marry me.
Oh!
No, don't answer yet. I'm 17 years older than you, and I... And I know what I look like. No, don't say anything yet. But if you married me, you'd be American right away, don't you see? And then we could all go back to England together. Oh, God, I suppose I shouldn't have. Anna Rose, I love you so much. It won't matter about your not loving me.
But
what?
But I do.
Do what?
Of course I do. I always did.
What did you always did?
Love you, Edward.
Oh, Anna Rose. Oh, my darling.
This is the last time I shall ask you, Edith.
Yes, Mother.
Do you intend to go ahead with this?
Yes, Mother.
You are going to California to this wedding.
Yes, Mother, I am.
There she is.
Edith, over here.
Hello.
How are you, Edith?
Morris, so pleased you came.
I wouldn't miss my own brother's wedding.
Mrs. Twist.
Mother.
Which of you is my son's fiancé?
Me? I mean, I am.
This is Anna Rose, Mother. And I will not have...
I never like to criticize Anna Rose, but those wedding invitations ought to have been engraved. I know it's wartime, but there are certain standards.
Mother, are you coming to the wedding?
Well, of course I am, Edward. Why else would I be here? Now, dear, have you already ordered the flowers?
Oh, well,
you should be able to get real orange blossom here at reasonable prices. How many guests are you expecting? And bridesmaids? I don't suppose Edward's managed to organize a page.
Anna Rose was played by Jane Whittenshaw, Anna Felicitas, Philippa Ritchie, and Edward Twist, William Hope. Mrs. Twist, Helen Horton. Edith, Jenny Howe. Mrs. Bilton, Joe Kendall. Mr. and Mrs. Ridding, Michael Graham Cox and Gwen Cheryl. Miss Emmeline Heap, Sheila Reed. John Elliott, Mark Straker. With David Bannerman, Stephen Garlick, David Googe, Emma Gregory, Michael Kilgariff, Petra Markham, and Oriel Smith. Christopher and Columbus was adapted by Barbara Clegg and Olwyn Wymark from the novel by Elizabeth von Arnim and directed by Jane Morgan.